reports to help you plan your weekend activities. Hear them on
past 9 o'clock in the morning on Saturday the 27th of October, and these are some of the morning's major news developments. Massachusetts Senator Edward Kennedy may declare his candidacy.
25 years later, Teddy Kennedy is still around, but Gary is moving on.
Tonight, legions of co-workers give Gary his due as he retires as the longest-running anchor at WCBS. Gary, wow. You were here from the beginning, weren't you?
Just hearing that makes me tired.
Oh, makes me cry.
Yes, from the beginning.
When was that?
1967. When this radio station went all news.
You were, and you've been on the air ever since.
I began here as a reporter, as a stringer from Trenton, New Jersey, and then as a staff reporter until 19, I don't remember.
You ever get tired of it? You ever get tired of this, doing this all the time?
Never. This was a fantastic run. I mean, I turn on the radio at home, and I hear you guys, and I get excited.
Well,
it's in my blood.
Every day is a little different, which makes it fun.
Right.
You are leaving this bustling newsroom that we all love for a quiet life in the Catskills. Any thoughts about that?
That could get habit forming. You know, without the pressure of having to come to work, the week is relaxed, it's fun, and it's anxiety-free. Well, relatively anxiety-free. Mm-hmm.
What's changed, Gary, over the years about being an anchor here? Anything stayed the same?
Well, that's hard to say. I think the approach to news has changed more than anything else. This radio station has a rich history, and the talent that's been associated with this station fills a who's who of broadcasting. The approach to news always has been get it right, get it fast. That hasn't changed. But I think today we take more chances as journalists. We don't confirm our sources like we should and do our homework. But basically, it's the same. The news happens. The news is reported.
Mm-hmm.
People make their own judgments.
Is there any one day that sticks out in your mind as being like the top of your career?
The day I retired.
Oh, come on.
No, it's hard to say because, first of all, working with people who are as professional as you two, it kind of raises you up to that level. So it's empowering in a way to work with people who are so good like you and Debbie.
Well, thank you.
We've always tried to reach your level, Gary.
Well, no kidding, but I grew up listening to Gary, and that was the level that I hope someday to even come close to. So, Gary, that's a sweet thing to say. We love you.
We'll miss you.
Thank you very much. I'll miss you, too.